Hello and welcome to Landward, readings of place and season. I'm Catherine Young. I live, farm, and write in Richland County in the Driftless area of Wisconsin. When I see that the elderberries along the roads are ripe, it's late August, and it's the time of readying for the return to school. For some, it means leaving for school far away. Here's the poem, Elderberries, from my collection, Geosmin. It begins with some information about elderberries. Elderberries. Black elderberry, Sambucus nigra, subspecies canadensis, known for its culinary and medicinal uses throughout the world, and it's known by many different names. Elder, flader, sorrow, sambucus, sambucai, sauco, holunder, elhorn. Collect them, my elders told me. When they are ripe, cook them into preserves or syrup. Do not eat them uncooked. They are medicine to keep you safe, to keep you from illness and coughs, to keep you breathing through the worst times. You can eat them, but you must prepare them first. For some, raw, straight from the stems, elderberries are poison. I plucked and tasted them anyway, surviving their dark, seedy bitterness, worth the effort and stains on the hands, because they held the flavor of wild and were available for the taking. But now, late August, elderberries ripening are the taste of my daughter leaving home for college, of darkness on the tongue ripped vivid pink from the inside, the color of a wound bullseyed by mercurochrome, the color of danger. The tongue wants to shout, "Watch out!" These words are unspoken. I find no way to separate from the rawness of this time, nor the seed from the flesh in the ripening. You have been listening to Elderberries, a poem from my collection entitled Geosmin, published in 2022 by Water's Edge Press. You can find more of my writing at CatherineYoungWriter.com. This is Catherine Young for Landward. Thanks for listening. Podcasts of this reading will be available at wdrt.org.